Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Begin PodFix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds, fish nerds, fish nerds, it's a podcast.
It is a podcast. Clay Grubbs here, chief executive fish nerd, licensed fishing guide, and your best friend. Happy to be behind the microphone once again for you. Sixth day in a row for National Podcast Posting Month. Matt, they call it Napod Pomo, where every single day, a lot of podcasts are doing it now, are making a podcast every day. And Varmints, in fact, the Varmints podcast, one of my favorite podcasts, is doing a spider a day, which is really good. You should totally check that one out. All right, so here is how this works. All month, the whole month of November, we are doing daily fishing tips. So every single day, I'll come on here and tell you a fishing tip, or you can tell me one. I can use your voice instead of mine because my voice gets tiresome. And there's three ways you can do it. You can grab your cell phone and push record on your memo function and record your fishing tip and email it to clay@fishnerds.com. Another way you could do it would be to call the Fish Nerds hotline, 607-378-FISH. Another way you could do it is go to fishnerds.com, and there's a little orange microphone on the website there. Push it and then talk, and I'll have it. Easy as that. Make sure you tell me your name, where you're from, and if you've got a fishing business or any kind of business you want to plug it at the time, do it. I'll include it on the podcast. It's that simple. I need like, it says six. I need like 24 more of these. So don't make me do them all by myself. Today's fishing tip is going to be how to rig a wacky worm. If you've never heard of a wacky worm, you should look it up. It's not hard. So basically, I like to fish for bass with soft plastics using like a Senko type worm. And usually I rig them up on a big hook and hook them weedless and all that. But once in a while, that doesn't work. And I find when that doesn't work, pretending I'm like a six-year-old, I've never, ever seen a lure in my life, and hooking that wacky worm up works best. And the simplest way to do it, I'm going to tell you the simple way, which is the way I do it because I'm lazy, and I'll tell you the hard way, which is the way that people who buy wacky rig kits do it. So the simple way to rig a wacky rig is take your hook, whatever hook you've been fishing with already with your Senko, and pull the Senko off the hook and hook it right through the middle of the Senko so it's right down the center there and it's flopping both sides of that hook. It's really easy. And throw it in the lake. And the less you do with those wacky rigs, the more fish you catch. So I throw mine in the lake and I let it sink to the bottom. And I find if I twitch it a lot, I don't catch much. If I try to hold it steady and just keep it on the bottom, the smallmouth bass especially will pick it up off the bottom and swim around with it and then eat it and then boom, you got it. It works well throwing between rocks. It does not work well if there's a lot of weeds around. So don't fish wacky rigs in the weeds. But let it sink. Just let it float and sink, and it will move all by itself. Now, there is another way to rig a wacky worm, and this costs a little bit of money, but not too much. You can buy these little 8mm O-rings, and you can slide them over your Senko or your stick bait, and then get like a 1/0 octopus hook and slide that between the O-ring and the bait. And what that will do is make your baits last a little bit longer. So it's just one more way to do it. And again, I don't think the hook size matters too much because these fish have huge mouths. So whatever hook you have will work. But the recommended, if you Google how to rig a wacky rig, that's what you're going to come up with. And there's all kinds of ways you can fish these things. And I'm not going to get into that too much on this episode because I'll run out of content too fast. Again, that's it. Clay Groves here, fishnerds.com. If you want to leave us your fishing tip, we'd appreciate it. We're out of here. We did it. We made a podcast for
whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds, fish nerds, fish nerds, it's a podcast
just for the halibut.
Fry it in a basket or broiled in a pan. Eat it raw like you're in Siam. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. It's a podcast.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.